I was, I don't know how long ago this was, probably a month. Time frame is significant. Walking through a local grocery slash drug slash hardware slash paint slash car shop slash bank slash dry cleaner store. My grandpa never would have understood this. And there was this big, long aisle already set up for Halloween. Now, I love trick-or-treating as much as the next guy. But this was in early September that this was happening. And I got to thinking, one of the bad raps against Halloween now, we'll discuss this as we get closer to it, because, you know, every year this happens, the old subject of, should we go trick-or-treating because it's a pagan holiday and do we want to tell our children to have pagan holidays? You know, all that. Well, I have a much deeper issue. The issue of sugar. Now, you are probably tempted to think, well, this guy's a shrink. He's going to give us the standard stuff about sugar. Makes your kids manic. Makes them take a torch to the whole neighborhood because why? They had six Kit Kats and a Mountain Dew and he went out and torched the garage. No, I'm not going to say that. I recognize that sugar is empty nutrition. I recognize that our children's diet are terrible, absolutely terrible, atrocious, awful. And I'm not even talking about the fats and sugars. I'm just talking about the processed stuff. It's just not good for you. We're not wired to eat heavy amounts like this. We get out of balance. Nutritionally, that is. I'm talking about the idea that has been dominant for 20, 30 years in parenting, across the pop notions of the culture, which is sugar makes kids cranked. It's the day-to-day white powder. Wires them. Makes them impulsive. Makes them harder to control. Makes them more defiant. Makes them more difficult. That's right. Anybody knows that? Oh, come on, Ray. I was at the most recent party at school, and they had donuts there, and these kids were bouncing off the walls. And the teachers will tell you, when they have trick-or-treating and these kids come in the next day, they are just simply... Well, what is the truth? According to the best stuff that we have, stuff meaning research, but I didn't want to say research because it sounded kind of pedantic. Sugar doesn't make any difference to the vast majority of children. That's right. Oh, I'm not saying, don't mishear me. I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm saying that it doesn't have much, if any, impact on a kid's conduct, on his behavior, on his aggressiveness, on his impulsiveness, on his defiance, on his obstreperousness. It doesn't. I remember a classic study. They loaded these kids up with sugar, and then they loaded these other kids up with placebo. Now, placebo, you have to understand something. When I was a young kid, I was addicted. Yes, I was addicted to placebos. I really was. And I attempted to get off of them, and I did successfully get off of them, but I found that it didn't make any difference. Load one group up with placebos, one group up with sugar. Didn't tell the kids who had what, didn't tell the parents who had what. And then they asked the parents, as time unfolded, which of the children had the sugar? Did your child have the sugar or not? And guess what? They couldn't tell. Their predictions were random. Their guesses, random. Why? Because sugar doesn't do that. Oh, there's a small, tiny percentage of kids that it might crank up a little bit, and these are certain types of kids, but the panorama of the average American kid, you know, your basic Butkus, your basic Spikette, doesn't make any difference. But, as a culture, we've swallowed that notion whole. We've ingested it. Why? A lot of reasons. cliches have lives of their own. So, of course, it's easy enough to believe. Everybody tells you. Everybody says. Must be. Okay. It's one explanation. Another one, it's a little more personal. Wouldn't it be easier to calorically adjust your child's behavior as opposed to parenterally adjust it? It's a lot easier for me to look at a candy bar and say, well, that's why he punched his sister in the head. It was the baby Ruth. As opposed to, he punched his sister in the head because maybe I need to look at myself and see where I'm teaching this kid and how I'm teaching this kid. Now, don't mishear me again. Kids punch their sister, and it has nothing to do with our parenting. It happens all the time. But when there are certain patterns of aggressive or difficult or defiant behavior, the research says that the parent is a huge factor in this. Not that they're causing it, but that they're not teaching the kid out of it. It is easy. It is tempting. It is seductive. It is motivating to look at my child's behavior and say, it was the M&Ms. He had 12 too many M&Ms. And when he has those M&Ms, I can't get him to listen to me. He just won't listen. It was the red M&Ms. I knew it. No, it probably wasn't. How do we know that we can change the M&M? Well, give them the green ones, for heaven's sakes. You know? Hey, when I go on speaking engagements, and they usually, the people are very sweet, they always ask, can we get you anything? I said, yes. I'd like a package of M&Ms with all the reds removed and the greens cut in half, please. And I'd like a three-week-old USA Today with all the advertisements cut out except the ones for fitness equipment. That's all my only demands I have. And then they all laugh and giggle and never meet my demands. Well, then why'd you ask me what I wanted if you're not going to do it? You know the other problem? Kids know it. Sure. Kids expect it. They know that you know that they know that I know that people know that they're going to act that way when they got sugar, right? They get cranked. The power of perception. You know why else? Because in our culture, almost all exciting activities, Christmas Eve, school parties, Halloween trips, trips to the zoo, going to a restaurant, is associated with food and sugar. It all is. It's all a big party. So you get cranked up. You know this. It's not the sugar that cranks you up. It's the atmosphere that cranks you up. So, I got to take a break. I'm starting to get a little agitated. Let me have a sip of Coke here. And I'll have some milk duds. And then I'll be back and ready to go.